Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Thursday, October 2nd. It's still raining here every day in Florida, Clearwater, Florida. But, you know, we've heard that on Sunday, the first cold front's going to be coming down from the north. And suddenly we have no more rain, and suddenly we have no more humidity, and it just turns into the most beautiful weather all winter long, and that's what I'm looking forward to. So we really are in autumn here in Florida. It's coming on Sunday, and I'm so excited. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about clothing, baby clothes, and my guest has founded her own business making organic cotton baby clothes because she felt that she needed to provide something that was more pure than what was on the market. Her name is Pooja Songar. She's the founder of Cutie Bees. And let's talk to her. Hi, Pooja. Pooja. I'm going to say this right. Pooja.
Hi, Deborah. Thanks for this wonderful opportunity.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. I am so excited to be here with you all.
We're excited to have you. So first, tell us how what happened in your life that you decided that you needed to make non-toxic, toxic-free, organic baby clothes?
Sure, Deborah. And I'm actually going to start a little bit with my introduction, if that's okay with you.
Yes.
So, hello everyone. I am Pooja Songar, an IT professional engineer who has worked with Fortune 11 companies, a mom of two, 4 and 2 year olds, and founder Cutie Bees, a healthy, non-toxic baby clothing company. So, you know, they say you are who you are today because of your past. And I would admit that 5 years back, I was not the same person who I am today. I was making healthy, green living choices for me and my family, but I was also attracted to those consumer products that my friends kept talking about, and the multi-billion advertising and marketing industry in U.S. projected as healthy products. But unfortunately, not all of them were as healthy as, you know, people claimed them to be. So everything got changed when we found out that we were pregnant with our first child. The mom instinct kicked in me, the protector instinct. And with that, I took a pledge that I am going to make the best healthy choices for me, my family, and this little new human being who is going to be part of our life in the next few months. It was simple said, but tough to implement.
Well, you know, I think, don't you think that a lot of moms, when especially new moms with their first baby, that that's exactly the choice that they do make, that, that moms say, I really want to protect this baby.
Exactly. And so, you know, I thought to myself, okay, I made this pledge. Now, how do I implement it? How do I execute it? And I think I made one simple change. I started reasoning. I started reading the labels of consumer products. So it's one thing when you hear from the news or your family about what is healthy, and it's a totally different thing when you start reading what goes in the product. And as a result, I ended up making a lot of lifestyle changes, not that just one simple change that I talked about. We changed the food that we were eating. We changed the cleaning products that we were using in our home. And we changed the beauty products that we were putting on our skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited. Wow, I am ready. I am ready to bring that healthy baby into this world, and I am going to be that one best mama who knows everything. But, you know, reality doesn't always relate to your dreams. So in 2010, I was born. I was very happy, very excited. Being first-time mom was a wonderful experience. But in a few weeks, we started noticing that she started struggling with skin rashes. As a first-time mom, it was very concerning to me. So the first thing we did was to go talk to her pediatrician. And the first answer we got was, every kid, you know, newborn struggles with rashes. It's just how they get used to the environment. It is nothing serious. It will eventually go away. It was not an answer that I wanted to hear as a mom.
Yeah.
But I had no other choice. So, you know, we started working on it. In a few weeks after working with the pediatrician, we changed her formula, her diet, her baby soap, lotions, a few other minor tweaks and adjustments, but things weren't getting any better. It was actually getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she kept struggling. And then that engineer, mommy side, came out, and I started taking notes. I started noticing when the rashes appear, when they are gone, what triggers them. And in a few weeks of time, I actually had patterns that were pointing to her clothing.
I think that's a really important point. I just want to emphasize this because when I first started having my own problems many, many, many years ago with exposures to toxic chemicals, that's exactly what I did. I started just keeping a journal of when I was having my symptoms and what I had been exposed to. And especially when you have a newborn baby who can't say to you in words, this is what's bothering me. I know what it is. You have to observe. As a mom, you have to observe. And I think that the more moms observe their babies and see the rashes, the sniffles, all these little things, and see and compare it to what they're being exposed to, then I think that mothers are going to find more and more that even though the doctor says, oh, it's nothing, that they're going to see a correlation between toxic chemicals and symptoms that their babies are having. So I just want to congratulate you for doing exactly the right thing.
Thank you, Debra. And, you know, at first it didn't make any sense to me. I said, clothing? That was the least what I was expecting. And then I went and had that discussion with the pediatrician. And he admitted, he said, well, it could be the dyes. It could be her clothing. There can be so many things. You know, we really cannot nail it down. And then I started my research one more time. And what I found out from my research was very, very concerning. I found that there were several studies out there from World Health Organization, from CDC, from several other nonprofit organizations across the world who had started putting some linkages with dyes in the clothing to skin irritation and eczema and other skin conditions. And more, I would say, the aha moment or the moment where I felt like, oh my gosh, is this really true, was when I started looking at those research studies that talked about chemicals being linked to so many things that we see in, you know, growing in children today, like autism and asthma.
Right.
And hypersensitivity.
We need to go to break, but when we come back, we'll talk more with Pooja Sangar about toxic chemicals in baby clothes. There's actually, she's identified 8 toxic chemicals she's going to tell us about. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd. My guest today is Pooja Sangar. Her business is Cutie Bees at cutiebees.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and my guest today is Pooja Sangar. She is the founder of Cutie Bees. That's at cutiebees.com. And she created her own line of organic baby clothes that doesn't have toxic chemicals in them. So, Pooja, tell us about the 8 toxic chemicals that you identified. And by the way, this is actually on her website, so you should listen. But if you want to know more about them, and I just had it in front of me, and now I've lost it. Can you tell us where? Can you tell us where the listeners can find this?
Yes, you can find that information on our blog. Just go to our website, www.cutiebees.com, cutiebees.com. And look for our blog, and that's, you know, one of the first posts in our blog. It says, the title says, Monsters in Your Baby's,
Closet. I got it. Okay, good. So go ahead and tell us about these 8 chemicals. And before you do, though, I just want to say that most chemicals are tested on adults. And so all the toxicological data that we have to find out if something is safe or not safe is for adults. Bodies. And babies are much, much smaller. So if you can just imagine that if you and your baby are in the same room and you're both breathing in the same chemicals or absorbing them through your skin, that, I mean, like, how much bigger do you think your body is than your baby? Like 10 times? The same amount of chemicals is going into this little tiny body that's going into your big body. So it's so much more important, even if it's not bothering you, it is bothering your child. And that what you expose your child to at that age of being newborn and being a baby affects their health for the rest of their life and even into future generations. So what Pooja is about to tell you is extremely important. So go ahead.
Thank you, Deborah. So there are several names by which the chemicals are used in the textile industry. But what I am going to share with you all today is the 8 families or the 8 chemicals that our research says are found in most baby clothing. The first one I'm going to start with, pesticides and insecticides. Wow, right? We heard about them in our food, but who would think that they also exist in our clothing and how it would harm us? Well, cotton is grown just like our food, and most of the baby clothing is actually made of cotton. So all the pesticides and insecticides, which are known to they have been related to several different dangers, including a neurodevelopment and being carcinogenic. They are not washed, unfortunately, when you wash the clothes. So that's the first chemical which, you know, is very concerning. Just like our food, that's one chemical that is found in most baby clothing. The second chemical that you all have heard a lot, and I would say in relation to baby toys and baby furniture, is phthalates. We haven't heard a lot about phthalates found in baby clothing or clothing in general, but yes, they are found in baby clothing. And most of the time, you can identify by looking at those, you know, super cool prints.
Yeah.
And yes, those most likely are phthalates.
Okay, good. That's good to identify. And I just want to interrupt and say that you were talking about reading labels earlier. These chemicals are not necessarily on the label. And that's part of the problem, is that you have to do this background research and find out in various different ways what chemicals are used in the production of making these things like screen printing inks. And then if there's a screen printing ink on the clothing, then it's got the chemical in it. But these are not required by law to be on the label.
You are so right, Deborah. These are not required by the law to be on the label. And another interesting fact that I found out is CPSIA banned six families of phthalates in kids' toys and furniture, but there is no jurisdiction on baby clothing. In general, there are over 60 families of phthalates, so there is no way for us to know what goes in the baby clothing.
This is an important point about labeling, because I've seen this over and over again in different types of products. Like, for example, if you have particle board, a lot of children's furniture is made out of particle board, and that is made with a formaldehyde resin and emits formaldehyde fumes. I know you're going to talk to us about formaldehyde. And if it's in a big sheet that you buy at the hardware store or, you know, the lumber yard, it requires a label, a warning label. When you cut it up and make furniture on it, the furniture laws do not require a warning label. So our labeling laws are very, very, very inconsistent, as you just pointed out. And we really need to do a lot of work on getting sufficient labeling to show what are the toxic chemicals in every product. Okay, I'm going to let you go on, because this is everything you're going to tell us right now is very, very important.
Thank you, Deborah. And I think you got it right. Our third chemical that is most found in baby clothing is formaldehyde. And generally, it is used to give like a permanent press effect to clothing. It's also used for color fastening, for shrinkage control, for so many different things. You know, not organic baby clothing is the same, because there are all these other chemicals that go along with in the finishing aspect that could be harmful.
Right.
So that takes us to number three. Number four is NPEs, or non-phenyl exfoliates, or non-phenols. Oh my goodness.
Before we talk about that, hold on. Before we go on with that, we need to go to break. But after the break, I want you to continue with this list, because it's important for us to talk about it. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and my guest today is Pooja Sohngar. She's the founder of Cutie Bees, and it's all organic clothing for babies. That's cutiebees.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pooja Sohngar. She's the founder of Cutie Bees, and she makes and sells organic cotton clothing for babies. The website is cutiebees.com, cutiebees.com. All right, let's go on with our list of toxic chemicals in baby clothes. Hello?
Thank you. Yes. So the next, you know, two chemicals that are most used in baby clothing are commonly known as flame retardants. I think that's the name we all know.
Yeah.
And besides flame retardants, then we have a few more other families which are used, right from making sure your clothing doesn't sweat, your clothing doesn't smell from the sweat, to making your clothing water resistant, to, you know, putting some wrinkle resistant, all of those effects. And most of these chemicals, you can get a list of all the eight chemicals that I have identified, the families, on our website. But most of these chemicals are, you know, endocrine disrupting factor. And, you know, what they can do is they can really alter the way of our human body. A lot of them are carcinogenic. They are known for toxicity. and definitely not something that you would want close to your kids. They are known to have been connected with lower IQ, hypersensitivity, ADHD, autism, asthma. Oh my gosh, the list, this keeps going on and on.
The thing is that a lot of, I've obviously studied a lot of toxicity, and one of the things that I identified was that every single system in your body now, it's known that toxic chemicals can affect them. And so, especially at the beginning of your child's life, what you want to do is just eliminate as many as you possibly can, because they affect everything. And if you have something that, say, affects your immune system, it's not just that it's affecting their immune system and the toxic damage to that, but it then leaves them open to catch any contagious disease. And, you know, it could be something from the common cold to, you know, all kinds of, any kind of bacteria or virus. And so this is just, it's so important. It's just really so important. You can go to cutiebees.com and look at this list of chemicals. And these are the things that you don't want to use, don't want to be using, and they're not on the label. So that's why it's so important that you choose products that are made out of organic cotton for your baby, and look and see what's being said about the good things about this clothing, because you're not going to find the bad things on the label. So Pooja, tell us now about your clothing. So you did all this research and you found all these chemicals and you said, not for my baby. And then what did you do? How do you actually go from being a mom to starting a business?
Yes, it was a tough decision because, as I mentioned earlier, I am an IT professional. So retail and textile industry and fashion is definitely not me. But, you know, when I really realized all these harmful chemicals, and you brought a really good topic that, you know, I am trying to get more awareness on right now, is labeling of clothing. I said there are other moms out there like me who definitely want the healthy, best choice for their babies. So I need to do this. I need to take this as my goal to make sure we do something in this area. And the first thing I did is I actually reached out to Kent State University in Kent, Ohio. And that's the university where I studied my master's from. We have a very reputed fashion school. And I reached out to, you know, the director, discussed with them and said, this is what I want to do. I have no background in fashion and I need your help. So they helped me mentor, you know, through the process. I got through the, you know, the mentoring process. We hired some student designers. We looked at different suppliers, and then, you know, we designed our clothes, did some product testing, development, and basically launched our first line of healthy, non-toxic baby clothes.
So tell us about the clothes.
So the mission of the company is to make your kids look good and feel good without compromise. So going back to the conversation, all our clothes are made from 100% certified organic cotton. We made sure that when we are processing, when we are, you know, dyeing or hand printing or, you know, making, stitching those clothes, we make sure that there are no pesticides, no phthalates, no formaldehyde, no fire retardants, and no harmful chemicals in any of our clothes. All currently, we are selling outfits, which starts from $30 to $42. And our next line is in production right now, which will be available later this year. And based on the different feedback that we have received, we are going to go with separate. So we'll have tops and bottoms and leggings and hats and blankets and several other items for people to buy from the website.
I see. I'm looking at your website, and I see very cute designs. They are cutie kind of clothes, and they're bright colors. They're not just, you know, undyed neutrals. So how do you get these bright colors without toxic chemicals?
It's actually interesting because when we started looking for some organic clothing, the ones we got was mostly, you know, earthy natural tones. And that was something, you know, I wanted to change because just being eco-friendly doesn't mean we need to give up on style. So, yes, mm-hmm. all of our dyes are bright. They are close to bright, but they are safe. They are, you know, low-impact, water-based dyes without any harmful chemicals in it.
Good. Good. Well, I'm just looking at the clock here. We've only got about 30 seconds until we need to go to break. Let's see. What else can we say in 30 seconds? When we come back, I want you to tell us about your beliefs. You've got four beliefs here listed on your website that I completely agree with. And I'm going to let you tell us about them when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And my guest today is Pooja Sungar. She's the founder of Cutie Bees. And it's all organic, 100% certified organic baby clothes. Cutiebees.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pooja Sungar. She's the founder of Cutie Bees, a business that offers healthy baby clothes that are made from 100% organic cotton and are free from toxic chemicals as well. It's cutiebees.com. And on your website, I was just there. You have a page that says our beliefs. So let's go over what those are, because I agree, totally agree with that, all of these. And I think that other people should agree with them as well. What's the first one?
Thank you, Deborah. So these four beliefs are also our founding principles. So everything we do, every product that we put out has to, you know, abide by this founding principles. The first mm-hmm. belief is that we believe it is the right of every child to be raised in a safe and healthy environment. Our second belief is we believe that safe and healthy products must be available to everyone, no matter how rich or poor you are, where in the world you live. Our third belief is that it is everyone's responsibility to make our world safer for future generations.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, you know, the products that we buy actually in some way contribute in making our world a safer place. And lastly, yes. we believe that small contributions add up. So we doesn't necessarily, you know, have to give a huge money to donate, you know, to the charity. We can do simple things every day in our life. It could be just by, you know, the packaging that company decides to put on their product could be environmentally friendly. It could be, you know, giving away a part of sales to the charity, or it could be just, you know, providing hope and empowering and generating awareness to people who are looking for some kind of help or guidance. So yes. These are our four guiding principles.
Well, I think that if you look at these principles, that the answer to each one of these beliefs, these principles, is to eliminate toxic chemicals. It falls into each one of them. That if you look at the right of every child to be raised in a safe and healthy environment, what's the first thing you would do? You would remove the things from their environment that cause them harm. And while you would like not want to have sharp knives sitting around, it's equally as harmful to have toxic chemicals in their environment, if not worse, because, I mean, a knife is sitting there, or you could put it away, and toxic chemicals are often in their surroundings day and night. If you, well, moms, if you aren't already doing things to remove toxic chemicals from your child's environment, they are there. They absolutely are there unless you have made choices to not have them there. So this is just really important. And the safe and healthy products be available to everyone. Again, for a product to be safe and healthy, it needs to not have toxic chemicals in it. And they do need to be available to everyone. You know, it's been almost more than 30 years since I have started working on my own home to be non-toxic. And I got to a point where I lived in a non-toxic home. It was as completely free from toxic chemicals as it could be in that point in time. And then I walked out my front door. And I thought, as soon as I walk out my front door, I'm going to go places where there's toxic chemicals all over the place. So it does, every single person has the right to live in a healthy way. And so it's important that businesses like yours, Pooja, be making these products available to everyone. And the thing about future generations, we now know that these toxic chemicals, the toxic chemicals that we're being exposed to today, can affect the health of future generations. This is already known. There's many studies. This is absolute fact. And so if we want to have a future for our species as human beings, we have to eliminate the toxic chemicals. It's just, I can't say this enough times. So I'm absolutely in agreement with this. So how are people responding to your clothing?
Oh, moms are very excited. I am, very happy when I get messages from moms and, where they share their stories, where they motivate me to keep doing the good job. Some moms have even told me, you need to go on Shark Tank. I think it's very interesting and very motivating, inspiring to kind of, get those good comments. People are loving the product. They love the natural feel, the soft feel, the gentle feel. They, when they wash it, they come out looking great. So I'm very thrilled with the kind of response we are getting. And as part of our next step, we have just started doing wholesale, and a lot of boutique stores have shown a lot of interest. We are actually, our products are actually already getting into the boutique stores now.
That's great. That's great. So were there any difficulties that you ran into putting this clothing line together?
Yes, the biggest difficulty was how to work with a supplier who can really give me healthy, non-toxic clothes, right? Who can really agree to me. And I am lucky to, partner with someone who is going to be a mom, first-time mom in December. Uh-huh. And she is based in India. And she is the one who agrees with, yes, we don't need to have those harmful chemicals in baby clothing. And she has a lot of experience in the industry. So she is, she's the one who is just explicitly, working with us on QTB's baby products to make sure that, yes, we are following all the rules. We are not putting any chemicals when we create our product.
And I saw on your website that the clothing is handmade. What does that mean? I don't think it means that people are sitting there with a needle and thread, but they're also, it's not in a big factory.
Yes. So it's not in a big factory. There are certain aspects like, dyeing that you need to use a lot of machines. But at the end of the day, when it comes to printing, when it comes to cutting, when it comes to sewing, a lot of that is done handmade. So we have a small location with, few people who actually, real human beings and not machine, who actually sit down, look at the quality, cut and sew the clothes for us.
Yes, yes. Well, what else would you tell moms who are interested in living in a toxic-free way and protecting their babies?
Great. So I think I started few minutes back by saying you are today based on what you did in past.
Yes.
So I'm going to tell all the moms, what you are going to be in future is based on what actions you take today.
Yes.
If you want to change your life, you need to start, or you need to take that first step. So, you know, I would say you, and especially your baby, who is just like a seed ready to go into a plant, you need to make sure you give them the healthy start. Look for safe, healthy options. Read the labels when you can. And go to cutiebees.com and, you know, connect with us on Facebook, Cutiebees Baby. And if you have any questions, just let us know. Buy that healthy clothing, that healthy food, that healthy something, and gift it to somebody you love today. I think that's my call
yes,
to action.
Yes, I think that's a great thing to do. I've introduced people to all kinds of toxic free things just by giving them as gifts. And then they like it so much, and then they continue to do it. So I wanted to say before we get to the end that if you go to cutiebees.com and you sign up for their mailing list, their email list, you get a chance to win a Cutiebees baby outfit, a free Cutiebees baby outfit, plus a 40% off coupon. And they pick a winner each week. So if you'd like to get the chance to maybe get a free outfit for your baby, then go there, sign up, and see what they have. And I'm very happy you came on the show today, and I'm very happy with what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah. I really appreciate the opportunity to share my story and to create some more awareness with the mommies out there.
Good. Thank you so much for being with me. Now, moms, if there's a whole lot of other things that you can do besides, in addition to organic clothing. And if you go to my website, toxicfreetalkradio.com, and go up to the top, just click on shop, and there's all kinds of other websites that have all kinds of toxic free cleaning products. You probably want a toxic free mattress for your baby, personal care products, all these things. I've been cataloging these for years and have, I think, over 500 websites on that shop link where you can find all kinds of toxic free things. So at this point in time, there's no reason to have toxic things in your home because you can find everything that you need that's toxic free on my website. Well, we're at the end of the show. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd. Be well.